Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Sherry Welt is with us with the Chamber of Commerce. It's always good to have you around because we're starting to see some positives pop up through the community. And what a great resource you've been through all this COVID business, too, because a lot of people had some questions, and you've been able to line up all kinds of resources and everything, and now we got some things that are coming back, like the gala and everything.
Yes, we do. So, yeah, thank you. We tried very, very hard. We're still continuing to get out information pertinent to businesses, seminars, webinars, things that might help them, particularly if they were able to secure, you know, a PPP loan or EIDL or whatever. So, that was a lot of our time, particularly, you know, March and April and May when things were just so up in the air. We're moving forward. We're actually, August is actually going to be very, very busy. We're kind of getting back to, I don't ever want to use the term normal, but we're moving forward with some things that have been important to our chamber, to our community. We're going to celebrate our businesses and our community. We are having our gala on August the 20th.
A lot of people are glad to see that.
And it won't be in a small box on your computer. It's in person, which is going to be wonderful. I cannot wait. But that's it's a wonderful evening. It's when we graduate our Leadership Bartlesville class 29. It's where we honor some businesses and some individuals in town. We have our Business of the Year Award, our Small Business of the Year. And then we have several individuals that are honored that evening, too. And we've got some wonderful winners this year, so we are super excited. We are taking precautions. We met with the Hilton yesterday, and tables will be spread out. They'll be 6 feet apart. People have the option to sit 8 to a table if, you know, they're good, or if they feel more comfortable with just 4, we're giving them that option. So, we'll have a temperature check and, you know, all the perfunctory things you're supposed to do. So we are taking precautions, but we are moving forward. Those who are healthy, those who are comfortable, those who feel, don't have a immune compromised system or have someone that they live with. I mean, there are reasons why people, you know, are staying home, and that is, we totally get that. But there are so many, the rest of us that are healthy, and we do want to gather, and we do want to celebrate and move our community forward, and that's part of our year. We celebrate, typically, it's at the end of our year. Well, end of our year was, you know, June 1st, so we're a little behind, but this was originally supposed to happen in May, and we postponed it till August, and we are moving forward with it, so.
That is very good news.
Well, I think it's good news for the business community. They need to see that, people are moving forward and that we aren't going to shut everything down and we're not going to stop everything. So we are moving forward with that. And so far we've gotten good feedback. So you're interested in attending, all the information is online and it's a wonderful evening. I mean, people are always walking away and it's an inspirational night because it just really, really celebrates our community. And like I said, we have some wonderful winners. It's usually a surprise. They don't usually know they're winning, which is always kind of fun. It's like a big surprise party. Like I said, it's just a wonderful evening to celebrate our community, what we've been through, how we're moving forward. You'll hear from this year's incoming chairman, Dennis Halpin with Truity Credit Union. He's our chairman this year. And like I said, it's a great way to celebrate our year, wrap up our year, even though it technically is wrapped up, fiscally, budget-wise and that kind of thing. But it's a great event. So we encourage anyone who's interested to attend. The information is online at bartlesville.com. It is obviously limited seating because we're going to space the tables out so much and that kind of thing. And some people are, like I said, just sitting 4 to a table. So when it's sold out, it'll be sold out, and we're very close to that. So if you're interested, you need to get registered. We would love to have you.
That is really super. We've got another event coming up, too.
We do. 2 days before that on August the 18th, it's Tuesday, is our Phillips 66 update form. And we've been working with Phillips 66 to see, exactly how they wanted to handle this and how they wanted to do it. And basically, I've come down to this one is going to be a virtual event, which is fine. I mean, for the most part, you're just listening to Greg. You can do that, in person, seeing him at a podium, or you can, click on your screen. And sometimes that is more convenient. So that event will be virtual, and we just nailed the details down. So information about that will be going out to our membership. But anyone is able to register for that. Once again, bartlesville.com. The information is on there, and you can register for that. But he's a wonderful speaker. He is the CEO, top person at Phillips 66. And I always say, as much as you may or may not like, it kind of depends, but what happens with our two major companies trickles down into our community. It affects, you know, whether we like it or not. And man, they've had a rough ride between, you know, COVID, but then even before that hit, you know, the oil and gas and just the environment and things that they're in right now. So, but he is happy to come and to speak, and we are excited to have him. And it's always good to get an update and hear it directly from them. So,
indeed, it truly is. And that, once again, that's going to be a Zoom thing.
Yes, it is going to be virtual. So, okay, and the time is a little bit different. It's actually going to be 10:30 to 11:30. Usually, it's over the lunch hour because we have lunch, and you know, it's more of a gathering. But so it'll be 10:30 to 11:30, and then from there, you can go do lunch however you want. But but you can, you know, do it in the convenience of your office or wherever. So August 18th.
Now, also coming up, I understand that you put together a survey, and I will tell you that this is probably the timeliest thing I can think of right now.
Yeah, we have been talking about this. We thought maybe someone else was going to step up and do it. Nothing's happened, and so we're like, okay, we need to know. We need this information as a community for all sorts of players in the community. And it's a survey that went out to our membership, and it's not just limited to our members, but that's who for the most part is, you know, our e-blast list, email list out. But it's a survey that we need to know, where is our business community? You know, how has COVID affected their business? What's their projection for the future? Now, I know that's a big guess and it's a lot of times hard to answer, but are you projecting that you're going to be kind of the same? You're going to be down, you know, what, you know, How long can you survive? You know, and that was a scary question. When I'm kind of just looking at preliminary results, it is an anonymous survey. They do have the option at the end to put their name if they want to, but it's an anonymous survey. But, you know, some of those responses are scary, and we need to step up and realize we're asking, what are some of the things that are keeping you up at night? What is your greatest challenges? You know, what can we do? And we're limited funding-wise, but if we do know, okay, it's workforce challenges. I can't get my people to come back, or, you know, we're so up in the air because we don't know if my employees are going to be able to come to work because of childcare and child needs and everything's so up in the air. And if we close down and, you know, it's we need that information. And from there we can go and work with whoever might be able to help solve some of those. Some of these may not be fixable. You know, I don't know what to do with employee issues when they have kids at home, but they weren't planning on having kids, and they start off and they kids are in school, and then if school has to close down and now you've got kids home, or you've got one kid home but another one in school because their class I mean, there's just, what, how do people plan? How do employers plan? Because the poor parents can't plan. And it's things like that that we're trying to kind of dig to the into and find out what can we do? What as a community can we do? I'm not saying the chamber is the one that's going to be able to actually fix it. And like I said, some of this may not be fixable, but we need to know where we are.
Get a roadmap going,
yeah. And we need to hear from our businesses, what are their challenges? What, you know, I mean, obviously we know what some of them are, but, you know, are customers coming back? Are people still too scared to get out? And, you know, I know that's a mixed bag. And a lot of it is kind of a guess on their part. I realize that. But it's important that we have a baseline. We need to know where we're at and how we can move forward and how we can help. And so that's the intent of the survey.
To set the baseline, yes.
Our board of directors and some other community people will be working on things. In fact, we have a board retreat coming up August 25th, and this is one of the things that we will be looking at, kind of dissecting. We're going to be putting new committees together, task force together, you know, because using the word committee, those are things that never go away. And it may just be a task force. It may be they meet three times and they, quote, solve the issue or whatever. But we're going to be really looking and analyzing and kind of delving into the information that we gather from the survey. So I encourage people, it'll probably take about 10 minutes to fill out. So it's not a just two question, yes, no, you know, easy, no brainer type thing. But really your honest feedback, what do you want leaders in this community to hear? And that's some of the questions, too, because we will pass that along. We'll pass that along to City Council. We'll pass that along to, you know, other organizations in town that work with our businesses. So it's information that's important for a lot of different organizations, not just the chamber.
And where, again, can we find this on your website?
It's you know, I will make sure that is on our website as a link. I think it is, but I will make sure it's in one of our major boxes.
Gotcha.
On our, I just now thought about that. We just sent it out Monday and we directly sent it, mm-hmm. but we do need to have it on our website if it's not there. And Tressa probably already thought about it and it's there. I just haven't, I haven't looked. So I will make sure that yes, it is on our website and accessible. And you don't have to, I mean, obviously we want all business input. Whether you're a chamber member or not, we want input from businesses. So if it's on our website, bartlesville.com, anybody could go in and fill it out, and that would be great. We just need a variety of businesses answering. And so far, it's been a variety. You know, one of the questions, first questions is, you know, kind of what's your industry? What's your size of business? Mm-hmm. And it's all over the map, which is great. It's not just all retailers answering or all restaurants answering. It's a variety of businesses so far.
That's good, because as you laid out, this is not going to be a one-size-fits-all.
No, it's not. And, you know, we're gonna make it, and we're gonna move forward, and this community is gonna thrive. So,
can I ask a happy question?
Sure.
Christmas in the Ville, how's that coming along?
Christmas in the Ville. I just talked to our rent guy the other day. Have the contract sitting on my desk,
yay!
And I gotta put an amendment in there, which I basically have done. I just need to send it off to him. It is our intent to move forward. You know, once again, like asking businesses on this survey, you know. We can't predict the future, but it's an outdoor event. There are things we can do. Our concern is that we, you know, can hopefully find volunteers to help us, because that's what's made it successful, mm-hmm. and that's what's able to pull it off. I have a staff of 5, and for a 5-week event, a staff of 5 needs help. And if we don't have the volunteers, I'm not quite sure what we'll do. We'll figure it out, and we may all live there. I don't know, but it's a gift to our community. It's something I feel and our staff feels that we want to bring to the community.
Mm-hmm.
People are so, at least the people I'm talking to, are hungry for being able to celebrate and be able to have something positive. You know, mm-hmm. All we hear is negative, negative, negative. We're all just got this cloud, and it's so easy to have that cloud just come down on you. You know, and Christmas should be a time to celebrate, a time to, you know, gather and be with friends and family. And like I said, if we have to limit, you know, how many are on the rink or whatever, we'll make adjustments as we need to closer to. But
sure.
We do plan to move forward with that. That is our intent at this point. We have wonderful sponsors who have stepped up. A huge shout out to Perspective Advisors and ABB. ABB has been with us from the get-go. They are our light sponsor. So the beautiful mm-hmm. lights you see in the park and all around that whole area.
And they are.
That's thanks to them. And then Perspective is stepping in this year, and they are a major overall festival sponsor. So, mm-hmm. And we have a lot of others, but just, I mean, those are two big major sponsors that make it happen. Because not only is it not an easy event, because you do need volunteers, it's not a cheap event to bring in an ice rink.
No, it's
great. I mean, we're not, you know, mm-hmm. it's worked out great. So we mm-hmm. are looking forward to it, and we're excited. So,
well, that's good, because now that sounds more like living than existing. And I like that.
Yes, it's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of just existing, and we want to move forward and live. And that's what we're going to do. And it's optional. If you do not want, you know, feel comfortable or you can't come, then that's fine.
Yeah, nobody's
there's a lot of people who can,
you, huh?
And
yeah.
They're, you know, so that is our intent. So
good. The crawl last year did great.
Uh-huh. And we're planning on doing that again.
Oh, sweet.
So it's been really hard to plan. I mean, in fact, we were talking mm-hmm. about this yesterday. I'm like, okay, guys, we need to have a staff meeting. We need to move forward, because it's like you don't want to do too much, because you know. But we are moving forward, so we
maybe that survey will help you out.
I hope so. So anyhow, we are planning on moving forward with that.
Sherry, thank you very much. And if anybody really needs to get a hold of the chamber and maybe ask about membership or just ask questions or guidance, how do they get a hold of you?
They could go through our website, bartlesville.com, mm-hmm. or more than welcome to call, talk to me, talk to Judy. She's our membership person.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to talk to you. No, it's not a high pressure thing, but if you have questions or just input, you know, whether you're, like I always say, whether you're a chamber member and choose to be a part of the chamber or mm-hmm. not, we would love to hear from you. And it's 918-336-8708.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Appreciate you being here with us right here on our Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with a large dealership